Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer, and this past Sunday we finished up our series on forgiveness. We're looking at Matthew chapter 18. We've been in this parable of the unmerciful servant that Jesus tells in response to the Apostle Peter saying, you know, how many times do we have to forgive someone? And so he tells this story about a king who had a servant, and the servant comes in and he owes the king 10,000 talents, which is another way of saying it's an insurmountable, it'd be like 200,000 years worth of wages, just this astronomical sum. And he says to the king, you know, I'll pay you back everything. And the king has every right to punish him and throw him and his family into prison to pay off the debt. And yet when he says, you know, have mercy on me, the king cancels his debt and really pays it himself. The king absorbs the cost and cancels the man's debt and sets him free. Well, then the man goes out and chokes another servant and throws that servant into prison because he can't pay him back a few months' wages. And of course, you know, you hear the story and go, oh my goodness, what hypocrisy. You were just forgiven that amount and now you're not willing to go and forgive someone else. And that's exactly the point, obviously, of this story. Verses 32 through 35, the story ends by, it says the master, after he hears, the other servants come and tell the master what happened. And it says, then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. And Jesus finishes the parable with this sort of chilling warning, sobering warning. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. And I think something could happen here that is not, I think, what Jesus intends. And that is not that we walk away from the parable going, okay, man, I have to forgive out of like fear. You know, this like terrifying, like I need to earn God's forgiveness by forgiving others. That's not the point. There is a heaviness, obviously, to what Jesus says, and there should be that appropriate. If I look at my life and I call myself a Christian and I'm not forgiving others, something has gone wrong. Either at the very best, I'm not applying the gospel and remembering the gospel and what God has done for me, or at the very worst, like, have I experienced the gospel? Have I experienced the grace of God? Do I truly know Jesus and am I walking with him? Because Jesus is saying, hey, there's a hypocrisy here. There's an incongruity here between saying I have received the grace of God. God has forgiven all of my sin, past, present, and future. He has canceled the debt that I had against him. He paid for it himself with the infinite cost of the death of his own son, Jesus. And he has washed me clean and made me new, and he's forgiven me. And now I'm not willing to forgive someone else. Jesus says those two things can't simultaneously be true. And so the point is not to try to earn something from God and say, okay, I got to go forgive and be a good Christian. I think the point is to, if you look at your life and say, I am not forgiving others, and that's a point of repentance to go back and say, Lord, you know, help me to apply the gospel in this area. Help me to remember what you've done for me. Or maybe for the first time, going and experiencing the grace of God and saying, Lord, you know, this grace, I want to experience your grace in my life. Because that grace then necessarily transforms you and changes you. When you receive the grace of God, you become a more gracious person. And so I've told folks just in pastoral, you know, ministry over the years, sometimes we get caught up focusing on what that person did to us. And listen, I'm not saying it's not significant. The 100 denarii that this guy owed, one servant owed the other, that was 3 months' wages. It was not insignificant. The thing that made it forgivable was the amount that he had been forgiven. Because he had been forgiven such a lavish amount by the king, he should have been able to extend grace and mercy, become a gracious person towards his fellow servant. And so I tell folks, you know, stop fixating on what that person did to you and go back to what Christ has done for you. Go back to the gospel. Go back and remember and celebrate the grace of God in your life and the 10,000 talents that he canceled in your life. then come back to this situation and ask God for the grace to forgive and to be gracious. And honestly, I think what happens in the Christian's life and what Jesus is saying here, when we truly embrace and understand the grace of God, it shifts something in us. We stop asking, how am I supposed to forgive? And we begin asking, how could I not? And I know it's still a process, and I know it's hard, and I know that sometimes it requires repeated prayer and going back to the Lord and going back to the Lord and going back to the Lord and time, but it does shift something in our souls where we stop asking, well, how am I supposed to forgive, to, based on what God has done for me, how could I not? Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to think and to pray. Father, would you give us the grace to experience your love and your forgiveness and your grace? Lord, if there's anyone who's listening who's never experienced that before in truth, I pray that they would, God, that they would humble themselves, ask for forgiveness, and just experience the full love and weight of the grace of God in their lives. And Father, for those of us who have, who would say, no, I've experienced that, help us to remember it and to apply it in these areas of our lives and to become increasingly gracious people who forgive because we have been forgiven. God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think and to pray.